This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today arrived in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on the fourth leg of his five-nation visit. During the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 17th BRICS summit. During the summit, the Prime Minister will exchange views on key global issues, including reform of global governance, peace and security, strengthening multilateralism, responsible use of artificial intelligence, climate action, global health, economic and financial matters. Mr. Modi will also travel to Brasilia, where he will hold bilateral discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on the broadening of the strategic partnership between the two countries. More from our correspondent.
The Sherpas from the member countries met in Brazil to stitch a draft declaration that will be deliberated upon by the heads of state during the leadership summit on July 6th and 7th. BRICS has been working relentlessly for the development of Global South. It wants to form a framework to collaborate on expanding cooperation in the areas of health, ethical use of artificial intelligence to solve global problems, reform multilateral banks, meeting the challenges of climate change, and also want to foster a balanced and inclusive global governance. India is keen on sharing its expertise in inclusive growth and digital economy. It also would like the BRICS forum to mention in the declaration a condemnation of cross-border terrorism perpetrated on India. It is a significant event for India where it can exert its influence on global affairs and advance its strategic interests within the BRICS framework. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded a productive meeting with Argentine President Javier Milei yesterday. The visit marked the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years. The two leaders held a brief one-on-one meeting, followed by delegation-level talks covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. They agreed to enhance cooperation in key sectors, including trade and commerce, technology, defense, space, health and pharmaceuticals, and further deepen the strategic partnership between the two countries, a report on major themes of the discussions.
Considering the potential opportunities for both the nations, Prime Minister requested Argentina's support in expanding the India-Mercosur Preferential Trade Agreement. Highlighting its strength in affordable and quality medicines, India called for easing of entry regulations for Indian pharma companies. Argentina confirmed that it will allow imports for medicines having US FDA or European EMA approvals. Cooperation in energy and critical minerals was a key focus. With vast reserves of shale gas, oil, and lithium, Argentina is seen as a reliable partner in powering India's growing clean energy and industrial needs. Collaboration in space sector, multiple use cases for drones, and sports management were also discussed. President Milei showed keen interest in India's UPI, and both sides agreed to facilitate a central bank visit for studying its role in monetary policy. Prime Minister thanked Argentina for their support following the Pahalgam terror attack. Prime Minister also invited President Milei to visit India. Manish Shiva, Akashvani News, Buenos Aires.
In the United States, at least 43 people were killed and 27 children are missing following flash floods in Texas, prompting massive rescue efforts. Many were asleep when the Guadalupe River rose more than 26 feet in less than an hour in the early hours of Friday. Officials in Kerr County said 850 people have been rescued so far. The Nagarik Unmukti Party has decided to withdraw its support to the KP Sharma Oli-led coalition government in Nepal, the political outfit's chairperson Ranjita Shrestha said yesterday. The Nagarik Unmukti Party, NUP, a key Madhesi party, has four seats in parliament. However, its withdrawal of support to the Oli government is unlikely to affect the stability of the coalition. Olympic gold medalist Neeraj Chopra continued his exceptional form, winning the inaugural edition of the Neeraj Chopra Classic 2025, a World Athletics gold-level event held at the Sri Kanti Rava Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday evening. And in football, the Indian team beat hosts Thailand 2-1 in its fourth and final AFC Women's Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers Group E match at the 700th anniversary of Chiang Mai Stadium and qualified for next year's main event. Sangeeta Basfore scored a brace to hand India a memorable win, which helped them qualify for the AFC Women's Asian Cup after 22 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.